Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and our guest tonight, Vince Hutchinson. You just heard him sing Player Hater. And you know some, don't be mad at the brother because he's working hard to do what he do. But I'm going to open up all the mics for my co-host and my guests. And I want to say hi to Mark, our co-host who found the guest tonight. Thank you, Mark. Hi,
oh,
Mark.
You're
hi,
welcome.
Chris. Hi, Vince.
Hi there. Hi, global listeners.
Hey, darling. How you doing, Vince?
I'm doing good.
Hi, Chris. We're doing good. Now I hear your voice. Seems like y'all in a delayed mode. You know, I'm saying something. I'm waiting for y'all to respond back, but we don't have time on this clock.
I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Okay, baby, no problem, no problem. I'm just going to get up to speed about what Vince is doing today. He has retired in the health hairstyle, and right now he's into music, and he's doing a great job of it. He really never stopped, but now he's getting more focused to it. So before the show is over, he'll let you know how to get a hold of him, because if y'all pay him the right amount of money, he'll come to you. So anyone, let Mark ask his question first.
Yeah. Hey, Vincent.
Hey, Mark.
You know, it was so great doing research on you and the band, even though I'm familiar with your excellent music from being a Facebook friend for so many years, right?
Right.
I would like to know how often you and David get together to rehearse and collaborate on new material, and who decides what songs you'll perform?
Well, actually, both of us.
Good question.
We rehearse once a week. You know, we always want to stay polished and on top of things in case, you know, because we're always venturing out, you know, looking for gigs. And you know, we never know who's going to call, or sometimes someone would cancel and they'll call us and say, hey, you know, can you guys come in tonight? And we're like, okay, yeah. So we constantly stay on top of keeping polished. Secondly, we, as far as the material is concerned, we both go over, you know, we both put in, we have input. So sometimes Dave will come to me and say, hey, why don't we try this song out? Or I'll go to him and say, let's try this out. So it's a you know, even score there.
Okay, well, based on that question that Mark just asked you, y'all don't have someone who is avidly trying to book y'all, or it just happen to be people you know at random and they get a hold of you? Who'd be looking for those spots to go to? Who's your promoter?
We both do. We don't have a promoter. It's very hard. We work with one in particular, but very, very, very seldom do we, you know, he'll call us. So we both go on, you know, out there on our own, and we do the scouting. And you know, then give them, you know, packets on what we, you know, what we do, et cetera. But usually a promoter, sometimes they like to work with bigger bands because they know that they can, they're in for the money, you know. So if they're going to make some cash, they would prefer working with bigger bands. But usually on, let's say, smaller gigs or something like that, they would work with a duo. But we only have one.
Okay.
So a lot of the legwork is basically both Dave and I.
Okay, well, maybe your legwork will get you in my neck of the woods out there in sunny California with Mark.
Hollywood, baby.
All right.
Yeah, me and Mark be out there with our feet, his feet are on in my tea, okay? That's a sight to see.
Straight to the top, baby.
I know, right? Oh, my goodness. Well, Chris, baby, go ask your question, darling.
Okay, hello, Vincent. My name is Chris Michael Ward. My question is, the song, I did my research on you like Mark did, and the song I listened to was Player Hater. Did you write that song yourself, or was that a songwriter?
Actually,
songwriter?
Believe it or not, that's not our song.
Oh.
No, the song that we sent was People of the World.
So that wasn't you singing that song?
That wasn't me.
Oh, okay, that's what I was asking. There's a lot of Vince Hutchinson's on YouTube, and I wanted to make sure I had the right one, so I asked you.
Oh, no,
you said, yeah, so I played it.
No, it was the Rhythm and Motion Band is what we go as, you know, not me as a solo singer.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
my bad.
That's okay. It's too easy to get you back here for part two, you know, so we can let you do what you do. And I know Mark, he's so excited that you're here. He got another question for you.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been listening to a lot of your new stuff. You guys' new
mm-hmm.
stuff, and that song in particular on Apple Music, it's called Is It Just a Lie, an Illusion?
Oh,
what's the story behind that song? I loved it.
That, actually, the song, Dave writes those songs.
You know, Dave Zoppi?
Yeah, Dave Zoppi. He's the one. He comes up with the, you know, with the songs, and we work with it together. And I have one that we're gonna, that I wrote that we're gonna work on, but we're still working on some newer material that Dave does all this. You know, he writes a lot of good songs, and I listen to it, and then I say, okay, well now I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna put myself into these songs. So.
Then that's the case. Then I'm gonna need you to book a date in October, because the rest of this month I'm booked up, you know, so we can promote the right song. But I'm gonna take a little small break. But I want everybody to know that's in the Phenix City, Alabama, and Columbus, Georgia area. If you're looking for that spiritual food, come October the 6th, South Girard Church of Christ is having a homecoming. The location is 520 Fontaine. It's right across the street from South Girard Middle School. And soon after this morning service, they will have a meal. And I'm telling you, those women get down. They get down with the food. And from Monday through Thursday, they have a gospel meeting, different preachers bringing you that spiritual food. And for people who don't go to church, maybe it's time to start, because, you know, with President Trump in office, we don't know what we're going to get ourselves into. It might be too late. But anyway, yes. I'll take a small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
You're listening to authoress Terry E. Lyle's Blog Talk Radio. It's the interview that pays to listen to with the honest, candid truth in your face.
Special guest, Vincent Hutchinson. I'm going to let Chris, you start off with this question because of some other things we need to get to before we run out of time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Vincent, my next question to you is, when did you decide that you wanted to be in the music business?
From a kid. As a kid, my mom plays so much music at the house. So I grew up, we grew up, listening to all kinds of music.
You grew up.
And, So I say the first talent show I did, I was 12 years old. And that's when I knew.
Wow.
Like, the applause and stuff. I was like, ooh, this is what I want. And I dreamed of doing it. So this is why I'm doing it today.
That's good. That's wonderful. You're doing a great job. Mark, ask your question, darling, because I want Vince to give us enough time to book him for October because I want to get his music. Because I didn't think that was him by the picture, you know, but
oh.
I didn't know.
Oh. Yeah, before I ask my question, I hope that you can get him to do a little a cappella. Either now or next show. But anyway,
stand down, Mark. I'm going to let him do it right now. Is your throat lubricated?
Okay. How about a little song for you, Vincent, or whatever you wanted to sing?
All right.
Hello, you know me. I got a tendency to go there. So, Vince, can you do a little something?
Do a little bit?
A cappella.
Okay, well, since Mari did say a song for you, this is something.
I love it.
That's one of my favorites. Okay, I gave you this one a little bit. I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, but I made some bad rhymes. I backed it out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing the song to you. There you go.
Oh, all right, darling. Johnny Hathaway. Yes, that is right. Woo-woo, okay. Oh, that's all right. I'm not going to get your question out, baby.
That's better than Johnny Hathaway. Come on now.
Oh.
Now, yeah, that's for my question.
I don't know if he's got the music in the background, you know, and this needs a little bit more lubrication on his throat. I'm just playing. You did very good, darling.
No, as far as my question, you made a comment on your Facebook page, Vince, about some of the challenges of working in certain venues like bad lighting and bad setup. And
oh.
David even mentioned that you guys were set up so close to the salad bar that he could help himself.
Right.
What were some of the other horror stories that stick out in your mind, Vince? Places you played.
We played at a venue and it was like they were afraid to applaud. And so through the course of, I would say, 3 hours, these folks sat there, and each song that we sang, no one gave us an applause. And finally,
really?
I had to come out and say, "You know, yeah." I had to come out and say, "You know, you can't applaud," and maybe one or two.
What makes them apprehensive of applauding?
I don't know. But it was like I looked at Dave. I said, "You know what, Dave? Let's keep going. Let's keep doing it." And the great thing about that was that the management came to us and said, "Well, they were a tough crowd tonight, but you guys were good. We enjoyed you." So that was, you know, we won that one. So I was like, okay, I just want to make sure that it wasn't us, you know. But they were like that, and it's really hard for any entertainer to try to, or musician, and you're playing, and everybody's just sitting there, and no one, you know. I'm like, okay.
Okay. Well,
but
my question is. Since you've been singing so long, when did you pair up with your David, and how long have y'all been working together?
Dave and I, I was with the band before I met Dave for 10 and a half years. And when I left them, I got into a band where Dave was the keyboard player in that band. So that's how I met him. And we were together in that band for like a year and a half. And then things took a nosedive there. So when I left, you know, Dave came to me and said, you know, Vince, why don't we do a duo? And I said, okay. So come November will be 10 years that we've been together.
Okay. That's a long time. Yeah.
But you know what?
Okay, well, I'm going to get Mark to ask you another question before you tell us how to get a hold of you. So, Mark, this is the last question of the day, darling. Ask your question so he can tell people how to get a hold of him.
Yeah, Vince. I wanted to give our listeners an idea of what it was like for you growing up going to Thomas Snell Weaver High School back in the day. And were you active in the music programs then? And when did you start to cultivate your incredible voice? But I think we already asked that question.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Somebody stole my question.
Okay.
In high school, I didn't join any choral groups. I was into art. And, you know, so it was both. I loved music and I loved singing and art. But because of the fact that, you know, I started working after school as a freshman in high school. And so I couldn't, devote my time to music because I had to get to work right after school. So what I did in my bedroom, that's where I stood and did all my, you know, developing and in the basement of of our apartment, and I, you know, toned in, and I even got a little group. We had a little group when I was a teenager, but it didn't last long. So, you know, I just kept polishing up on that during that time.
Oh, okay. Well, that's wonderful. What I need you to do right now, Vincent, I need you to tell everybody how to get a hold of you. And
okay.
I think October the 4th is the first Friday in October. I need you to go over your schedule. Let me see what you're working with, and I'll put you in on your free Friday because a half hour doesn't do you any justice, and we need to give you more time.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. We have a website, and this is long because the link so if you can write it down, maybe I can send it to you again, too, when we do the next interview as well.
Okay. That's good.
Okay. All right, https://, now Rhythm and Motion Band, that's going to be one whole word. And rhythm, by the way, was spelled wrong, but I kept it that way. R-Y-T-H-Y-M, that's rhythm. So Rhythm and Motion Band dot Wix site, W-I-X-S-I-T-E, wixsite.com/rhythm and motion. So it's a long link, but and it's a nice website that we threw together. So
well, I know one thing, Mark, he is so enamored at y'all friendship, you know, and he was so excited when he told me about you, and I wanted to give him an opportunity because he has a lot of questions. He's really, really, really been doing his homework about you, and I apologize, Chris, for you getting the wrong one because I had the wrong one too. That's why before we started, I said that didn't look like your face was fuller, you know, and you said,
"Oh,
that's
God.
New." Well, I played people off.
You know, I was looking at
stuff. Yeah.
Terry, all you had to do is look for the good-looking one, okay?
God, I was good-looking too, shit. They're both good-looking. But I knew that guy must have been in jail before. You know why? Because most people who are affiliated with jail, they got the little jail pose. They got a SWAT. Like, you know, them jailhouse pictures. I said, oh, he must have been in for a minute. But
where'd you do your time, Vincent? Where'd you do your time?
Yeah, how about that, right?
Right there, healthcare company. Mm-hmm. That's where I did my time.
Yeah. But thank
no,
you
but
so much.
No, but I wasn't what you were saying. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Go ahead. That's what I was saying. I couldn't understand. I said, that didn't look like you. But you said it was you. So I said, okay, well, I'll play the music.
Yeah, I thought I was looking at something else, and I thought that, you know, and when I heard the song, I said, well, okay, well, maybe that's her opening song for tonight. But I was
That was the Vince Hutchison song from YouTube. The wrong one, everybody. Now, Vincent Hutchison, you'll see him on Facebook. He's cute.
Yeah.
And his sidekick, he's Caucasian. I don't like to say that white word because, you know, it make no difference. But, you know, and Vincent, if you know him, you know, he's a Nubian king. So, you know, it is what it is. So we definitely appreciate you being here, darling. And
thank
look
you
at your
so
calendar.
Much.
And let me know, Vincent, as soon as possible, what's your free Friday that we can have you on here because it'll give me and Chris more time to do some more research because, damn it, Mark got a whole damn book of stuff on it about you. No, Mark, he got your comment, baby. That's how Mark doing
and,
the historian.
And remember to give David our best, okay?
I will. And, you know, and folks can go to, as you said, to Facebook as well, to Vincent Hutchison or David Zoppy, and we have our Facebook page, and usually we have some clips out there where we're, you know, doing some rehearsing some songs, and if we're doing a gig, we'll post something. So, yeah, you know, check us out.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, on that note, we got to get up out of here. If you're driving, drive safe. My family members might be on the road. I love you, Vincent, for taking the time to be here, and we're going to take it out with a little Aaron Neville. Don't know much. But I know the next time we're talking, I'll play this. Good night, everybody.
Look at this face. I know the years are showing. Look at this life. I still don't know where it's going. I don't know much. But I know I love you. That may be all I need to know.
Look at these eyes. They've never seen what matters. Look at this dream. So big and so better.
So many questions still left unanswered. So much I've never broken through.
And when I feel you near me, sometimes I see so clearly the only truth I've ever known. Me and you.
Look at this man, so blessed with inspiration. Look at this soul, still searching for salvation. I don't know much, but I know I love you. And that may be all I need to know. I don't know much.
but I know I love you. Let me be all there is to know. Oh,
good evening, and thank you, Betsy, for being here. And Mark, thank you for getting that special guest. We'll see everybody next week at the same time. Good night.
Good night.